So with the reading of Parshas Truma, this Shabbos we begin, as you know, a series of Sedras, second half in effect of Sefer Shmos, which deal primarily with the details concerning the building of the Mishkan and the various accoutrements or appurtenances, whatever word you like to use, the Klei HaMikdash. And we have the interruption, of course, in Parshas Kitsiso, the story of the Eagle, but even in Kitsiso, the stuff about the Mishkan, and that's the scene for the second half of the Sefer Shmos. Towards the beginning of the Torah's presentation, we find the following statement, the famous Pasuk, Shmos Parakot Hei, Pasuk Ches. The Torah says, So also we mikdash v'shachanti b'sochon, you shall make for me a mikdash elsewhere in their midst. Then it says in Pasuk Ches, Kehol asher nimar el so, everything which I'm going to show you, so, it's a jackpot. Because Baruch Hu says, everything which I'm going to show you, Kehol asher nimar el so, eis tavdis ha-mishkan, the format of the Mishkan, and the eis tavnis kol kelov, and the form of all the vessels, b'chein tasu, that's what you have to do. That's sukkim, ches and tasu, the beginning of the seven shmos parakafei. So Rashi comments on Pasuk Ches, Kehol asher nimar el so, Khan, as Tavnis HaMishkan, everything I'll show you here, the form of the Mishkan, HaMikra Zeh Mechuba LeMikra Shomala Himenu, this Pasuk, Pasuk Tes, connected to the one that came right before it. In other words, you read it, V'Asili Mikdash, how? Kechol HaShem Imai, how do you make the Mikdash? It's almost like V'Shachanti B'Solchan, it's like parenthetical. V'Asili Mikdash, parenthesis, V'Shachanti B'Solchan, how do you make the mikdash? Put the test. Kechol Hashem in Marel. So that's going to show you. The answer I should spend. Mikra is in the chul. Mikra is in the chul. Last one, mikra is Kechol Hashem in Marel. So, and then it says, the next Rashi, V'chei Tatsu, says Rashi L'doros. However you make it here, that's how the things that you made for all generations. Rashi says, in Yovad Echa, in Yovad Echa, in Akela, if one of the vessels of the Mishkan gets lost, the damage, or broken, something like that, oh, Kishatasu li clay nace olamas, or in the future, you're going to make for me the kalim for the permanent Beis HaMikdash. This Mishkan, of course, is only a temporary structure. When you're going to make everything for the permanent, the Beis HaLamas, the Beis HaMikdash, can go in Shulchanos, or Menoros, the Kioros, and Machonos, or also Shlomo, like all of the different things that Shlomo has built. Kitavnis elu tasu osam. That's the chain tassel with us. You have to make, says Rashi, whatever vessels are going to be used later on in the permanent base of Mikdash have to be modeled after the same description that's found here regarding the kelim of the Mishkan. Let's see. Now, he says, So that's how you have to make them. Then Rashi just explains, The question is above, and the chain tassel shows us we're connected to the previous pasuk. Okay. That's what Rashi points out. Okay. So Rashi basically saying that the word v'chem tasu, which chazal darshi, Rashi make up that drasha. Chazal darshi with doros. Whatever is done here has to be done with doros. Rashi extends that to mean that the kelim have to be made the same, and the menorah has to look the same, and everything has to look the same. Simple reading, which is going to be a problem. Okay. Right. So right off the bat, we find the following problem. The Ramban here raises against Rashi's interpretation. If we look a little bit further, in the Sedra, in the beginning of Parakhov Zion, regarding the Mizbeach, says in Parakhov Zion, Shmos Pesach Alav Hospisah, HaMizbeach Hatzei Shittim, you should make the Mizbeach out of the Shittim wood, Chamesh Amos Orech, V'Chamesh Amos Rocha. There has to be five Amos. This is the Mizbeach that's being discussed here, is the outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Achitzon, called Mizbeach Achoshet. Hold the thought, there's Achitzon Mizbeach, Atze Shittim, made out of Shittim wood. Chamesh Amos Orach, has to be five Amos the length. The Chamesh Amos Rochav, and five Amos of width. Rabuya Yavzech, in other words, it's squared. The Shalosh Amos Kamaso has to be three Amos high. That's what it says in the Pasuk over here. Good. Now, if you look later in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, where it describes the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Divrei Hayomim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, this is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. It says over there, Vayas Mizbach Nechoshes, he made the Mizbech Nechoshes, that's the same Mizbech that's being discussed here in the Chumash and Shmos Perek of Zayin. Shalom made the Mizbech. Esrim Amo Orko, it was 20 Amos of Zayin. The Esrim Amo Rafa, it was 20 Amos in width. The Esa Amos Kamos, it was 10 Amos high. says the Ramban back in our parsha, It says the Ramban back here in Parshas, beginning of Parshas Tuma, on our opening sukkah, Parakal Hei Pasatet. Ramban wonders, he quotes Rashi, yes, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, one second, I have a problem with the shot of Rashi, because Rashi said everything had to be done in the future the way it's done now, and Ramban says, he quotes to Rashi, and he says, Loshan Rashi, the lawyer Bati, she is the MS. I'm not so sure that's true, says Ramban. She is Chayev Shlomo, Lasso's clay base, Olam and Kisab Mitalo. That Shlomo had to build his base of Mikdash with the same, format, the same, I don't think that's true. He says, because of his death, the Koshish, also Shlomo Esimama or Esimama, he calls the same folks the Raman base. So we just read, Tarak Dal Plus the Column, the Raman base. So, it doesn't seem to be correct. That's the answer. Okay. Well, no, that's not the issue, because the other one, they both had it. Well, you can relate that question too, but to what was stuffed inside of it or something, but in any event, Ramban is arguing about the clear difference in terms of the measurements. So, that's the kasha which Ramban does not answer. And he goes on and discusses other matters, I mean, related to this, but that's the question which Ramban asks against the Pshat of Rashi, which seems to be offhand, a pretty strong kasha. So the so-called super commentaries, the commentaries on Rashi, who try to answer the Ramban Tanya's answer, other Tanya's against Rashi, that's who come to Rashi's defense here as well. Okay? For example, the Mizrahi, Belio Mizrahi, wrote a commentary on Rashi's commentary where he tried sometimes to have kasha against Rashi, sometimes to answer. So here in Perkafei Pasi Test, Tichol Hashem Maros Chatzon, he says, he quotes the Rashi, he says, well, your first Rashi says, the Haramban Zaltan, the lawyer Dati shares that, he quotes the Ramban, he says, well, that's a sign, I don't think it's true. Because we see that Shlomo HaMelech did not build the Mizbeach in a way that the same measurement as Moshe Ben Aaron in the Mishkan. So the long piece, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the Mizrahi says, what you alluded to. Yeah.
He also mentioned the...
Look, there are also differences. That's what we'll see. Look to me. So let's see. So the Mizrahi here says, "Nesha ain perish kisav nisam kisam is elu kimi dafa." This pasuk, he defends Rashi. When it says you have to make this the Mishkan like kechol asher marauscha is tapis the Mishkan tapis kolker v'chein tatsu even l'doros, doesn't mean the measurements have to be the same. Okay, the measurements don't have to. It doesn't say midos measurements. It's tavnis, which is the format of the structure. The mashiyish, I'm skipping, we said mashneim b'tavnis echot, apol pishas zeshom moshe ha-heyo hey, zeshom solo ha-esim ha-esim, the what do you call it, the proportions of the same. That's what the Mizrahi says. That's what it means. Doesn't mean he made his bigger. Shalom Elch made it bigger. It's a bigger structure than Mishnah was. That's okay. In fact, Paul alluded to before. He says the general, later on, he said, Haraya out there, he got a bias at smaller than the case of Mishkan. The length and width of the Beis HaMikdash was not the same, I'm talking about the whole, compound, so to speak, was not the same for Shalom Elch as it was in the Mishkan and Oshra. Well, it was the same. That's okay, as long as the ratio, as long as the format, the proportion is the same, then that's okay. That's how the Mizrahi explains. Eino Rosal Kvidotson, Elishim is Daman Lahem. It'll be similar, it'll be modeled after it in terms of the structure, but it doesn't have to be exactly the same. And he says in the middle, he's bothered by the height, because that doesn't seem to match at all, because, in Moshe Rabbeinu, it was 5 by 5, what is it, Chamesh HaMos, and what do we say? It was 3 in terms of the height, and here it was 20, and 10 was the height. That doesn't work even in terms of the proportion. So he says over here, Apavi Shashite Govan Lahem is Daman, the height, it doesn't count for some reason. I don't know. Okay, the height, right, doesn't have a clear answer on that. But we'll see. So, I was just overlaid with Cobbler, but anyway, that's the Mizrahi's answer.
Okay.
It's definitely a possible answer. The Maharal Mitzrag also wrote a, commentary on Rashi, and here's a different text, it's called Gur Aryeh, right? The Gur Aryeh, he quotes again the same pasuk, Shlos Parchal Fei Pasuk Tes, the last of the Chain Tas, the third, Paraban Hitzra, he raised the Kashi Ramban, and so on. And he says, it seems to me, Ovadai Kushish or Amman Mizbech Rachoshik Lo Kasha Midi, the Lo Karnas you alluded to, this instruction Lo Komar Rak Ringan HaKelev Hashe Mitalto in the Mishkar of Omo Eid, Al Mizbech to whom the Chubar Pa'aret, the Mizbech was so to speak, attached to the ground, that's not called the Keli, because the Pasuk again is, Eis Tavnis HaMishkar, Eis Tavnis called Kelev. So the Marami Prague says that a Mizbeach wasn't considered one of the Kalim of the Mishkan in the Chubal Aret. So therefore, Kimo HaMikdash Atzma, it's part of like the Mikdash itself. Okay? And therefore, he says it doesn't make any difference. It's like the Mikdash here, the Mikdash there. All these are, it's okay for the Mizbeach to be different. So that's the teretz of the Marami Prague. Now, the truth of the matter is one could possibly be Mudaic that he's right. Because the truth of the matter is, even though the Mishkan is introduced over here in Parshas Truma, the Mizbeach was already referred to, as you'll recall, at the very end of Parshas Yisrael. Okay? Towards the end of Parak Chof there, after the presentation at Teres HaFibur, the Torah says, starting in Pasuk Chof, after Chof HaHot, Mizbach Adoma Tazeli, the Zavachta Alavet Olotechol Eshmanechol 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 Okay, so the two psukim, the Shmuel's parakhov, both the first and there, and there it says, Mizbach Adom and Mizbach Avonim, it's the same thing, okay? Just if one was in the Mishkan, one was in the Beis Hamikdash, but in any event, it says the, one could argue, you see from there that the Mizbeach was introduced before there was ever a tshiva to build the Mishkan. The Mela, one could possibly argue that therefore the Mizbeach is not considered. The Mizbeach is its own entity. That's not considered part of the Mishkan. And therefore, not the Maral doesn't bring the school. I'm just suggesting, others point out, you see that the Mizbeach exists independently, so to speak, of the Mishkan, and therefore it's not lumped together as one of the Klei Mishkan, and therefore perhaps not included in this, this requirement that has to be the same. Okay? Because he doesn't give the answer about the measurements. Right, the measurements can be different because of that rule is only about the Klei HaMikdash. So the Maral Mitzvah. Now, the truth of the matter is we even find the statement in Gemara in Tzvach, which was Rama close to Halach, although I think that it's not necessarily a proof. Well, I saw Rasha Weiss and S.A. Minchas Rasha and Mr. Cedra brings this as a point, but I'm not sure. As we'll see in a second, the Gemara says in Zvachim and Af Kuf Zayim. Kuf Zayim and Beit. It says, Amar Yeshua, Shamashamati Shamakuivim Apopish Ein Bayit. In a certain circumstance, if you have the Mizbeach, even though the Beit Hamikdash, the wall, the Koyim, the Chomos are not there, you're still allowed to offer Karbanos. So again, you see that the Avoda of the Mizbeach may be a separate category. That's what it looks like in that Gemara in Zvachim on Kuf Zayim and Beit. And the Maiz of the Rambam actually brings that Lahalokha. Around the Hilchus Beis Habachira. The Hilchus Beis Habachira, Parag Vav, and a famous Rabban, to offer Karbanos, right, under certain circumstances. Fascinating question. Excellent question. Technically speaking, perhaps you could.
In your response.
But we're going to get to that at the very end. Okay, but in any event, the structure of Beis Hamikdash is not technically needed in order to have, so therefore I'm just bringing that as a point, that therefore you see the Mizbeach as its own category, so it's not lumped together with the Klei HaMikdash. The Rabban Parag Vav, of Hilchus Beis Habachira, famous Rambam, not famous for what we need it for, the theme, the famous on the left, is Hilchus Beis Habachira, Paragvav, Halacha Yudal, at the end, it says that the Kedusha of the first Beis Hamikdash, Klarnet of Memis Kateshes, the Kedusha Rishon Shakid Shashlomo Shukide Shazor Rishon Shaitan, the Kidshom Asid Lavo. Shlomo HaMelech sanctified the Beis Hamikdash and the Azorah and so on, at that time, and the Kedusha extended Lasid Lavo forever. That's the end of Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam writes. Lefichach makriven ha-karbonos kolon, af al pi she'en sham bayis bonos. Strictly speaking, you can offer karbonos if you have the Mizbeach there, even though the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. And v'ochin kodshe kodoshim b'chol ha-azor, af pi she'charegon. You could eat the meat in the place of the Azor, if you know where it is. Even though it's been destroyed, the animal kevis mechitz, it's not surrounded by the walls and so on. And the ochin kachim kalamayt ma'aseshem v'chol yishayel al pishek shacholos shakdusha rishona kedusha shaita v'kitshal asid lavo. That's the famous shikra. The next thing he says, why? Because shekinah. We're not going to that issue now. But you see this notion of the Beis HaMikdash being a place, sorry, the Mizbeach being separate from the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need the Mikdash, so to speak, and the same thing about the Mishkan, and therefore, coming back to the Baal HaMikdash, we can say that that's why the Rambam's Kasha against Rashi is no Kasha, because Mizbeach is different. Mizbeach is all
instead.
Well, that's what we're going to speak. I'm going to talk about the Mizbeach. Not so clear. So let's see. So the this idea. I'm just lumping these things together. That's why you find the Mizbeach introduced at the end of Parshas Yisrael unconnected to Mishkan. It's not Mishkan yet. That's why I see this point of Makriva Afalisha
Ain Shambai. But it sounds like even if it's not a family, it's still not part of the building because that's other Indian that you don't need the building to make Korbana.
Right, right. It's part of, yeah, someone between you. Right, but it's not a, right.
It's also not part of
right, right. So somehow.
What do you mean by Kedusha now is extended to the
building? So with Sholem Melech was in the Kaddish, that area, that Kedusha, that's rep, so go away. Well, that's a different discussion. So, we're going to see at the end, you have to do it the exact same way later. That's really what, since you asked it now, that's really what the Gemara derives. Whatever was needed, we're going to see it, we're going to come to the end, at least one of the things. That's a question. My Shani was, you know, did they do everything the same and so on? We'll see.
What would happen if you wouldn't need a building to be matched?
Well, one could argue that that's
a different thing.
No, right. That's correct. That's fair enough. So that's exactly what I was about to say. I'm not sure, personally, I mentioned this, some will bring this as a riot, and Mizbeach is a separate entity. And basically, the reason I was doing this mention, I'm personally so convinced that it's a great riot. Okay? Just because the Mizbeach has got a possibility of offering, there's no lechem upon him without the Beis HaMikdash, right? Standing. You know, you have to have the shulchan as far as right. We don't have. No, but that's an assumption.
Right.
But that's something. Just to have the shulchan by itself is no. But I'm saying the fact that the Makriv and Afalisha Ein Shabbayis, I don't think necessarily proves that the Mizbeach is not part of the Beis HaMikdash or is not a kli. And to be a technical reason, whatever the reason will be, you know, the Makriv and Afalisha Ein Shabbayis, okay, but that doesn't mean that in its essence, you know, it's something separate. I don't know that it's necessarily a riot. But okay, it's a possibility.
The
Rambam
is the
Kurban. Huh? Yeah, so that's the Kurban is a problem also because clearly, and I don't know the answer to that problem, the Kurban clearly, Shlomo Melech's Kurban were very different. They weren't on top of the arm, they were on the ground and so on, they were made of different materials and so on. So I don't know. I really don't know. Huh? Yeah.
The original one
I don't know. The issue, you can again say the Kulam also is not really clear, it's a decorative. I mean, you can probably push that. Okay. So, that's how I look at it, I guess you can find it. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, in Mitzvah HaSeichov, and this is why I think the Rambam, he does pask him HaKubin HaFavich in some ways, but the Rambam seems certainly to include the Klei HaMikdash, the vessels of the Mikdash, and includes among them the Mizbeach. Right, as it turns out, this is perhaps an issue of Machlok, the Rambam, and the Raibi. In the Sefer Mitzvah, which I thought I had in this version of the Rambam, but in Mitzvah HaSeichov, that's the Rambam writes, and the Mitzvah Lidna is based on the Chirish, and we're also in Mikdash, right, the plus it's our Sedra. And the Rambam there, I'm sorry, I didn't find that, I guess you couldn't find it, but the Rambam there clearly includes the menorah, the shulchan, and he mentions his back. The back is clearly included among the caliph. Okay. Yeah, 1 second. What do you mean? Yeah. We'll see this in a second. Okay. And you found the font. Sorry, I didn't know this was a prop. Okay. No, I was like to read it inside. That's pretty well known by now. So let's read it inside. This is, I say, chof. Take my word for it. Grammar right. And then he quotes this phrase that it's a Shalosh Mitzvah, it's not one of the Beis HaMikdash, This general principle includes not only the mitzvah to build the Mishkan slash Mikdash, but all of the vessels. When we say Mikdash, actually Mikdash, it doesn't just mean the grounds, it means the Mikdash and everything in it. The Shulchan, you see, clearly, the ground includes the Mizbeach, as, you know, with the menorah, with the Shulchan, as part of the Klei HaMikdash. And he said, that's all, how, everything there together is referred to as Mikdash. HaKol Yikari Mikdash. And the Rambam actually uses this as an example, you know, before he lists all the mitzvahs. The Rambam, you know, we have a tradition that there are Tariq mitzvahs, right? 613 mitzvahs. So there's no list in the Torah any place. We hear that here are 613 mitzvahs, which gives rise, as you know, to the, you know, to the question about some of the machlokas, just on a practical level, right? You could think, you could analyze them differently. You know, I always give the example, let's say Kriya Shema. Is there one mitzvah to say Kriya Shema twice a day? Or there's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the day, and one mitzvah to say Kriya Shema at night. You know, is there one mitzvah to put on tefillin on the arm and on the head, or is it two separate mitzvahs? Well, you know, you can, and how you count it, so that's the difference. You have all these different opinions. So the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, gives you 14 rules at the beginning, the Sharoshim, where he outlines how he's going to determine what to count as a mitzvah or not to count as, what should be subsumed under a different one, and so on. So that's important to study. The Sharosh Yud Beis, which he says, She'ein roi limnos chelkei melachim alachos shebo atzilu atzilu kol chelik chelik atzilu atzilu. You don't count every single piece of something as a separate mitzvah. He says, for example, Yadua shanach kepahamim yitzavino al maise echem bin amaitim, After it tells the general tzibu, now it gives it a detail. The ain roi shimonah kol mashamu vasisa. Throughout the sefer, Parshas Truma says vasisa this and vasisa that and vasisa the other thing. Do this. That's each one of these is not another mitzvah. It sounds like it.
One mitzvah to make all the payments.
That's correct. There's one thing. That's a different problem. Okay.
So the other way.
Right, a different person. Well, you only count part of it, right? The mitzvah is not really done, so you have every count. Okay, I don't know. But I mean, the thing is that, anyway, that's what I'm going to say for our mitzvah. You know, again, L'shipaso, and again, he includes all the parts, and the Mizbeach L'chora is among them as well. In fact, what? No, it's against the Yad, if you assume that Makrim Sha'afin Sha'in Shambayis implies the Mizbeach. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think that I'm saying I'll be
told.
Separate them. That's what I'm saying. But it doesn't mean that I'm trying to point out. It doesn't mean that the mizbeach is not, that the mizbeach is not part of the kelim. That's probably practical reasons. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it was true. But
even if all the kelim are what the mizbeach itself would be,
and not the hakrava.
The building could be a separate.
No, I think it's all one thing. All one thing.
And
the Rambam says as well, in the Arach Hazok in Parak Aleph, what he'll say, for the Chir HaLoch of Tov, the Rambam there, right? The Osim, the Mikdash Kalim, is Be'er Ho'olo, Shar Kabanos, they have to make him his Be'er, and that's going to be Kevesh, the ram. What, there's another mitzvah? Another mitzvah to make the ram? Olo, the Umakol, the Umashul, the Pelewis, the South of Elam, the Kior, the Washington, the Kano, the base. The Kaddish and Akhanami, the Emma Gamaloda, and when it comes without it, Umizbech with Torah, Umanora, Mishulchan, all these things. The Rambam, Parakalam, also, and he calls the Mizbech among all the things. So it seems pretty clear that the Rambam, at least, holds that the Mizbech is, in fact, part of the Klei HaMikdash, and therefore the answer given by the Maharal Niprat, the original Kasher, why does if Rashi is right, Ramban's Kasher, let's go over again, the Ramban is, if Rashi is right, the Chain Tatsul of Doris means that in the future you have to do everything the same. So how could it be that the measurements of the Mizbeach were different by the Mikdash than they were in the Mishkan? So the Maharal's answer, because the Mizbeach was not part of that pool, because the Mizbeach is separate. But that doesn't really work according to Rashi. Yeah, okay, there's some, not so many, but some. Yeah. So again,
that's a possibility.
Equal, Rambam answered it. But the so you can go back to the answer of the Mizrahi, who said that it doesn't mean it has to be exactly the same as the pattern, the proportion, whatever answer you give. But I'm just pointing out the Rambam would seem not to hold that way. Now, not to hold that the Mizrahi is separate, but full disclosure, the Ravid does. The Ravid, now the Rambam goes through the presentation of the mitzvahs several different times. There's the big Sefer mitzvahs, okay? There is his introduction to each section, right? So they call the Koteret, or the, it's done. Then you have what's called the Minyan HaKotzer. At the beginning of the Yad HaKadoka, he again goes through all Targum mitzvahs in the same order as Sefer mitzvahs to Bruce. The things that are problems, but more or less, it's just a quick summary. So there, in the Minyan HaKotzer, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Chaf, all he writes is, leave no space for the Chirish and Rosh HaMitzvahs. The Ravid there disagrees. That's not the Ravid. We don't have the Ravid on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but this is an initial Torah. We have the Ravid. So the Ravid writes, leave no space for Omar Avram. The Lama Hinich, leave no Smizbech Avonim Shaymos. Why did the Ravid leave out? Evidently, the Ravid holds that Bilu Mizbech is in fact a separate Mitzvah. Okay, that's the family home. And therefore, that would work out very well with the Maharal, but that's why it doesn't count. So it may not work for the Rambam. But the Ravid, who's Hasoga on the Minyan HaKotzer of the Rambam, says the Rambam, when he mentions Mikvah, should have enumerated the Mizbech separately. He doesn't say about the Shulchan, doesn't say about the Menorah, doesn't say about, but he says it about the Mizbech. So at least you have one Shita that says like that. Now, it's interesting, Orachayim, last week we spoke about Orachayim. The Orachayim here, this week's study, Parshas Truma, has a long piece on this, the Pasuk and Shmos Parakafei Pasuk, says, Ramasul Chayim Pasuk, has a long piece, it talks about many different things. It actually starts Kechol Hashem, that's the opening. Great. But anyway, talks to Chayim Pasuk, second Orachayim. So Chaim writes, "Ani Omer, ki ain kushes in the middle of this word there. Ani Omer, ki ain kushes Ramban in his bam." So that's what I said. Okay, I believe that the question that the Ramban asked, that Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach was 20x20. The low kushes for aim the Mizrachi, or Eli Mizrachi, that's for aim. They had Gova, the height. There's also a problem because it didn't even match the point. I think that's a kasha. He says, "Harei lefanech." He refers to a Gemara. He says, "There's a Gemara in Mizrachi." That Zochim, the son of Beis Menachem, is there with Shana. I don't have to read it to the Gemara. Zochim, you can list it, he quotes the Prophet. He says, Tanar Abonim, Karen, the Kevesh, the Yisod, Rebuah, the Akrit. Okay? Midas Arko, Midas Rochbo, Midas Komaso, and an Akrit. Okay? The Gemara itself already teaches us that certain things are Ma'akit. Okay? Even, forget it. Even in the Mishkan, let's say for some reason when they built the Mishkan or they built the Mishkan, he didn't do it exactly. Is it Makir? Is it not called Mizbeach? Whether it was an inch longer, an inch shorter? So it says, the fact that there are certain corners, certain things in the corners, in the ramp, you saw Ribu Ma'akrim. Midas Arko, Midas Rochbo, Midas Komoso, and an Akrim. You're supposed to do it one way, but in the absence of doing the exact measurements that are presented in the Pasuk, that's not Makir. So he says, the Kama Rishas, they've already explained. No, I didn't even say, learn out from the Pasuk, learn out from the Pasuk. So says the Orachayim HaKadosh. Harei ki Mizbeach atzmo she'asa Moshe yochol hayo la'asos from the Esam al-Esam. Moshe could have made Mizbeach 20 to 20. You're asking Akasha, what do you mean? He's supposed to make it the same way. Moshe was just 5 by 5 and Shlomo made it 20 by 20. Says the Orachayim, Moshe could have made it by 20 by 20 also. Okay? He just didn't. The actual Chachirim is supposed to do it. And therefore, he says there's no kasher. He says, I could rather want to do it this way, but it's not my case. That's what he says. All right, sir.
Or with
Chachila? No, that's right. Not the smaller. I don't know if it's smaller or larger, but in the meter that the Torah says, that's the Chachila. It's not my case. That remains a good question. Why did he change? All right, good. Okay, good. It's a good question, but again, it's not. Why would he change? I don't know. He could have made it smaller. Maybe South was worthwhile making bigger for some reason. We're going to see other answers shortly. But for right now, it's a lukashi, yeah.
A lot of things are different beings. Not the nachas, but another one, not nachas.
Sure, but if the Torah says, sure. And a chanami, so many things. There's akim, the chatzilah. That will require the chatzilah. So therefore, there are chayim, but the point is, there are chayim, there's no kasha anymore from Shalom Aleph. Okay, your kasha is a good kasha. And why did Shalom Aleph change? Okay, but it's not any violation of any din. Right? It would only be a violation if it changed something that was ma'akim. And the truth of the matter is, even though this sounds, when I see it sounds like it's not so much la'vaisa. But something, Mr. Hall. So if you take a look in the other day. Okay. I don't want to get that on the side. Let's see. So if you look in your day, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Aleph, the Kuf Mem Aleph in your day, in Sifches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yas, we spoke about this 1 year ago, Lo Yas, Lo Yas, and Bayis Tam Echo. You are not allowed to make, even today, a miniature, or not even a miniature, but you can't build a building to look exactly like a life-size model of the Mishnah. Your backyard. That's it. So, 1 second. So you're not allowed to build a building to be designed to look exactly like the Heichal, same measurements and everything else. Kashir Gobo Arka Rachel, the same height, width, and the same thing with the menorah. You're not allowed to build the menorah to look exactly like the menorah of the Mishkan, and so on. They can make a different menorah. You can make it have five branches, or you can have Hanukkah. God, this is your day. It's Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Dib Ches. Okay.
What's the reason behind it now?
So the answer is it's learned out from Sukkim. It says that you're not allowed to do it. It's a Gemara based on Sukkim.
It's like that you can't
do it. Right. They left the Torah. The Maskunta Lo Sasa Kamal. You can't, Okay. So we'll do that. Anyway, that's what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach.
In the Ramah itself, the Gemara.
Okay.
That rule.
So the Shach says as follows. First of all, it's a Kotel Lama Gimel, the Shach writes, Avol Mishtana the Mitzvah Smuta. If you make it not the same, it's mutter. Okay, that's okay. But then he says, just a second. So just 1 second, I'll just find what I was looking for. So it appears that it's only a problem, that you make it the exact, he says, for example, later on, he says, the Shulchan says by the menorah. All right. By the menorah, it says you can make with different branches, but he says but if you make it from other metals, afilu below gviim v'kaftorim u'prachim, afilu ena gavoa yurches tzvachim. What if I make it without those flowers of gviim? We have them in this exception, right? They're called knobs and mops or something. The different things, huh? Yeah, exactly. Kaftorim u'prachim, and you'll make it without that. Okay, or you won't make it 18 tzvachim. You'll make the menorah different. Is that okay? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say no. All right, you're not allowed to do it, even out of other metals, and even if you don't make it with all those flowers and those decorative things on it. Why not? So says the Shach. Oh, exactly your point. It's only usher to imitate something that would be ma'akim, that was absolutely required, did you? And that's what it says. Now, don't say that. So, now. He says regarding the
should be able to build a mitzvah with the measurement in.
Says the Biragro in the Kotel Lamed Hei. He says you got the Anamake, five Anamake, and he says he quotes the Gemara in Zochem South Beis Manal that we just mentioned, which was quoted by the Aruch Chaim. The Gova Shem Mizbech Anamake either. Now forgot the Gova Ksilakra Kosheg in the Menorah. The locals are low. Dalvish Tanis. He seems to imply that what you just said, that the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to make it of since it's not Ma'akev, okay, since it's not Ma'akev,
you can't make it.
You can't. Just one second. Come get it. Come on, the goal is left, and the Ma'akev. Yeah, I forgot the goal. Let's see the clue. One second. There's only a problem. Oh, no, so I'm saying. So the Gros disagrees, right. You said it was should emerge from Shah, but the Gros disagrees. The Gros seems to say that we learn from this Be'ach everything. What comes out is that because the Gemara itself says what wasn't Ma'akev and Mizbeach, and the height and those things weren't Ma'akev.
You can't do it.
And the one thing you should be allowed to do it. So
if it's not Ma'akev.
If it's not one thing, let's think it through. You got to get in the Ma'akev.
Because it's
only no, if you can use it as a real thing, you shouldn't be able to do it.
But, no, if all these measurements are not Ma'akev, if it's lopped off there, then you should be able to make the model.
No, then you can't do it.
No, the Shulchan said you can't. Just a moment.
so you can have all the, you can build all the kalim for this. What you said, if you don't have the house of it, means it's not,
you can use it.
Yeah, not special.
You can use it.
I'm sorry. Just a moment.
What is ma'akev then?
That's just a saying.
Then, if it's ma'akev, then you can make it.
No, I said it wrong. Go back. I'm sorry. Mixed up. Let's go back in. The Shach says, the chol's there ain't on ma'akev. Right? By the menorah, the gevim and the flowers and everything are not ma'akev.
Therefore.
Okay? And therefore, and the menorah would be kosher without them. Therefore, you're not allowed to make a menorah without them. You're correct. Since it would be kosher, since the diemet or whatever would be kosher, therefore you're not allowed to make it.
Right.
So again,
if
the flowers would be like this, if the flowers would be ma'akev, if they would be, then if you made it without the flowers, it'd be okay. That's the point. Since it's not ma'akev, it would be a kosher menorah. Right. So says the Gros. The Gros. That's what the Shoharach and the Shach say about the menorah. So the Gros says,
even though it's not required. Because
no.
It could be.
No, it is required, but because it's to the end good without, you can't create something that would be kosher. That's the point. That could be kosher. That's the point. Got it. Okay. Sorry. That's up there. Okay, I'm not doing that. Okay, sanctified forever. That's what I'm saying.
What does that mean, sanctified forever?
So today, you can't just walk up there and then, that's the whole issue today with God's girl. Let me just stay focused. I'm sorry, I'm mixed up. So again, the Birar Gros says the same way the Shulchanach says it by the menorah. So by the Mizbeach also, okay, you can't make a Mizbeach of different dimensions, okay, because that's also not Ma'akev. Based on that Gemara and Zohar, those are not Ma'akev. Therefore, we can't make them as there. What I want to bring out from that passage of Shoharach again is that the Mizbeach according to this also lumped together. It's all the same thing. It's not like the Raiser. Okay, that's totally separate. The Mizbeach is the same thing. So in fact, the rules are the Mizbeach teaches that the measurements can they're not Ma'akev, and therefore we learn other things from there. And that's why the Mizbeach is one of the kids. That's all. Now, one second. We saw the squares. The squares, other things we did. Yeah, the square.
In terms of dimension.
No, it seems not. Okay, not by these things. Now, the Archaim mentions something else. All right? He says, and this is what I really wanted to get to. Sorry, I got mixed up with that before. The Archaim continues a few lines later, and the same Archaim. In the, they're in Parak Chafei Tes Narsir. The Hinei Vaskola Muetis, in an Ainsum Kushaklau, he says, Kiesh Vodas, there's no Kasha altogether for what Shlomo Melech did. This will answer some of these things. Aren't there other things that are different? So on. Let's hear what he says. Kiesh Vodas, Kichol Binyan Habayis, Kalen, you asked before, why did Shlomo Melech make it 20, right? So we come back to it. Let's do what Archaim says. He says, "Kichol dingan habayis are kelo asam Shlomo kipi asher nira ba'ein tichlo lefayer." Well, Shlomo didn't do this because he thought it looked pretty. Okay, Ella alpi novi. Everything was done based on a novi. The Gam Hanavi Higid Kilo Divrei Nevi'oso Higid El Divrei Kabbaloso. The Chsev the Divrei Ayomer. He quotes another pasuk in Divrei Ayomer. Okay, I have here. The pasuk we had before is Divrei Ayomer Beis. This is Divrei Ayomer Aleph. Divrei Ayomer Aleph. One second. No. Divrei, we'll see in a second. Divrei Ayomer Aleph Parak Chof Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph. Listen to the words of the Sukkah. It's Rachel HaMelech built the Mishkan. Built the Mikdash HaMelech. What I say, Parak Chof Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, for to that, Hashem says, I chose you to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hazak Vermont's good. Okay. So that's in the Pasuk Yud. It's Hazak Vermont. Vayitein David, listen to this. Vayitein David, Lishlomo Beno, as Tavnis Ha'ulam, as Bota, V'Ganzaka, V'Aliosa, V'Chador, V'Alknini, U'Beis HaKaporet, V'Shgibayis, V'Shkabdis Kol Asher Baruchim, V'Hatsu Beisho, V'Chol Asher, So Sovim, V'Otsu, V'Fakim, V'Otsu, V'Chadosh. David, where did he come in? Okay, David gave Shlomo the structure, the format of the Ulam, and so on and so forth. And Rashi explained, Tavmi Zul, our Kovar Rachel, the Gavol, I told him, you know, and everything was given to him. So says the Rachayim, quoted this pasuk. He says, he says, Vayitin Gavol Shlomo, you know, Tavmi Zul, the Tavmi Chashar Abruach, you know, Hakol, Risav, and then that's a couple of sukkah later, it says, Hakol, just a moment. If you're enumerating all these things, okay, plus a good test, I'm not going to read all the sukkah. If you're enumerating all the different things, Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskil. Everything was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol b'chsav, okay, the explanation was all given, all right, and by whom was by Rashi quoted to Shmuel Hanavi. Okay, to David. So the Archaim says, Hakol b'sherah shalom ha'iskil, kol b'sherah is a chosim ode, and it quotes another pasuk from a phrase from Rashi, asher haya b'ruach ilo kasher hero Shmuel ha'roach. The Shmuel ha'novi showed it. Okay, now, Memela says what's the Archaim driving at here? The Archaim is saying that Shlomo didn't do this on his own. So when he built the Mizbeach 20 by 20, instead of 5 by 5, it's not a violation of anything. This was the hurrah, the decision of a Navi at that time. Okay, and therefore, there's no kasha what Shlomo did different. That was a decision of the, and at the end, the Or HaChaim says again, he refers to the other Rashi's there, Hakol Dor Shmuel and Atal Baruch HaKodesh. So it's all done in the direction Shmuel by Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? So, now one second. So what do we do? Oh, what's that? We changed some of the measurements. Now, hold on. I don't know. One second. Right. It's Hashem. But one second. So says the Archon at the end of that passage, what then is meant by this drush of Chayin Tatsel of Doros? Chayin Malatram Shalom Alem HaKus Betor Kamus Malem Ruach HaKodesh. Today, it's not about myself and Mishkan. When there was no other specific instruction, then it had to be built, like I said earlier. Why? If there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, why he wanted it different than Mikdash? I don't know. We transferred the Kasha from Kadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't do it? And that's not Kadosh Baruch Hu. But okay, well, then we can rely, right? So,
that's the shift intervened.
Right, then it's got to be. That's how the... Huh? Only those things are Kadosh Baruch Hu. The original thing, the Chayin Tasu, was only going on those things, which would not later on be explained by Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Archaim learned. What's interesting is...
What does that mean?
Those
things that are not going to be
said.
Change.
Were they dead already? So I don't know. But here, that's what we do now. So let's see. So the Taz, well, we're familiar with the Taz from his parish on Shulchan Aruch, right? There's a thing called Divrei David, which is the Taz, parish on Rashi. It's also the super commentary on Rashi, on this pulsing. He said, I will be MS, our original pulsing, our complete pulsing said, I will be MS, Kasha, maybe we'll all rock, so look at that. So I mean, the Kashiyesh, Nazi, the Urim, the Tunis, and Hadi Cholin, Lahosi, Pala, Irma, Lazarus. That's the Gemara Shulis, which is the original Gemara that Rashi was referring to, the Chayin Tasu Doros. We know it's built into the system. This is addressing your question. It's built into the system that certain things were subject with regard to the Beis Hamikdash to change later on. You came on my Kashmir, the Bible, Chai Lassan, the Mikdash, Kelimavish, the Strong Mishra Cholidim, and was Shanasa, some Shinri Alpinovi, the Shah, singing on Mikdash, the Kelim, Alpir, Nasa, Kol. The Rashi, the Amal Dor, Tasso, Kitab, the Zedaka, and the Bologna, the Dor, the Tumim. That's only if there's no direction. Okay? So there was a Taz also has the same principle, and I think he's getting at that it's built in to the original system. The sharpest or clearest formulation of this point, and to my understanding, or as I see it, is a very interesting comment by the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva. Okay, and this will move towards the punchline. Chassam Sofer in the Chelek Yerideus, from Rei Shlomit Paul, writes as follows. He said, how you learn the pasuk? V'chein pas teledoros. It's an ingenious, interpretation that the some stuff is chuvas. Chelik erdeis and reish l'arov. Let's go back to the pasuk v'chein pasu. Okay, k'chol Hashem imaros v'etanis v'mishka v'etanis chol chelik v'chein pasu. What is that going on? So listen to what some stuff is saying. He says, no, listen to that. He says, The word v'chein tasu, which we said it means v'chein tasu goes, is going on the opening phrase. K'chol asher ani mara'elcha. Whatever I'm going to show you, v'chein tasu goes. In the future, I'm also going to show you. In other words, it's like, I think it's the same idea as the Archaim, but he works it into the pasuk.
He doesn't reply to the going, he replies to the...
K'chol asher ani mara'elcha, exactly. Whatever I'm showing you, that's how it's going to be in the doors. I'm going to show whoever's in charge down in those generations later. That's the Sam Sofer. He says, he quotes the Pesuk, again, it's like the Rechav. He says, and actually he mentions, actually we come back to you, he mentions Yechezkel, right, the Nebu of the Nebu of Yechezkel, Shana Mikalai. He's bothered all these questions. He says, basically he says that, how do you have all these, if there's a Chain Tassel of those, so how do you have the first Beis Hamikdash of things that were different? There are no Nebu, Nebu of the second Beis Hamikdash of things, Nebu of Yechezkel, the third Beis Hamikdash, they're all different. So what's going on here, says the Sam Sofer? So he says a lot of things were different. That's the same positive. Al Pinovi, my timer. Now yes, your question was there. Hello, how ain't Novi Rashai Lakhadis Dover? A Novi is generally now how to change things in the Torah. What do you mean? Okay. Oh, sure, this is a temporary thing or a short no, below the team. And so what is he says that's the answer because Haim is the Khsid, Kikola Shani Maros for Kafi Samishkana. By the time it's okay, the chain tassu, pirish rashi the doors, whom a shas, that's one of the Gemara, you and Ramban, the thing is daiti, the koi ashor hakro. The phrase, the chain tassu the doors, is going on the word, asheri marosha. Okay? It's kechol asheri marosha. Kechol asheri marosha, atah, just like I'm showing it to you now, chain tassu the doors. Ace asheri maria, what I'll show you back then, the whole opinion of opinion. Era, echias is them and shuna, each building,
asheri.
So yeah, okay, so they put things together. In Cain, already, hey, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzchila. Kodesh Baruch Hu testified from the beginning, built it into a system. She asked him to sound the other Linevia. The Ain Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechitsu Linevia of Neged Din Torah. He's not against the Din Torah. This is how Hashem said. And each time you're going to build for me a great summit, this is going to be Kechol Hashem Anima, I'm going to show you. How am I going to show it to you? Who the Navi? Whoever the Navi will be at that particular time. Okay? And therefore, I don't know. But what I wanted to add now was this Sam Sofer. No, so that's what I want to mention. This with this Sam Sofer, we come to a very interesting question. Okay, it appears in this Sam Sofer, you can't do anything without the Navi. Exactly what I want to get to. Okay. Okay, but I'm saying...
If they did it, that was okay.
I don't know, okay. Well, let's see. So the truth of the matter is, this touches on a shayla that came up, we mentioned this past one thing, we'll hear about it, in the 1800s, so there was a Tzirish Kalasher, one of the great sacred Jewish Tzion. He and others, apparently some Jews, had this idea that they should go ahead and buy the Temple Mount from the Arabs. Okay, they'll offer them money. They're going to go to Rothschild, called rich Jews, and they offer them money to buy the area. They'll move the mosque a mile or two away, and they're by this area, and they want to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Shilas was sent out to all the Gedolim of that time. What halachic issues? Not that the Arabs are going to go along with it anyway. But forget, let's assume they could have, you know, everyone's got his price. Right? Let's assume that they would have agreed. What halachic issues come up?
Yeah.
Can you build the Mizbeach? Can you open? There's a whole sefer called Trishas Tion, which is about this Shilas. The Rav Yaakov Eplinger has two, it's called Binyan Tzion. The Yaakov Eplinger was the Aruch HaNer, the Rebbe, the teacher. He was the Rebbe of Rav Shmuel Paul Hirsch. Okay? So, Aruch HaNer is a classic sefer on, you know, Shas. Yeah? And he wrote two, it's called Binyan Tzion. It's called Binyan Tzion because the first several tshuvas in the book were on this topic. And then not the rest of it. But once he picked the name. But the Kiva Eger has a tshuva about it. Everybody, you know, many of the great Gedolim that time looked into it. They came up with a bunch of different problems, how you could overcome them. What about Machzis HaShekel? What about the fact that people are coming? And do we have the Tehillim? So for all these questions, so they all dealt with Al-Pi Ha'Elyon. So in any event, according to the Chassam, there was always a problem. But according to the Chassam Sofer here, there's really not much to talk about. Because the Chassam Sofer seems to say you need a Navi. And one of the reasons you need a Navi is to know exactly where the Mizbeach is. You can offer them, you can offer karbonos without a base. I mean, you have to have a mizbeach. And a mizbeach, the Rambam says, the mizbeach makomo is very meduyak. You have to be in a certain place. You have to know where that is. So there is a drush in the Sifrei. In the Parshas Rei, the Pasuk says in Parshas Rei, it was shikno sidrashu uvasa shama. Okay? And the, it says, kim ha'och ha'shiuch ha'shem ha'kei v'chosh yu gal shoth v'osu, so v'shama shikno sidrashu uvasa shama, so the Sifrei. In Parshas Rei, it's Piska, Samach Beis, right? Drosh Alpin Navi. You have the Sichnos and Sichnos Sidrus, you have the Drosh Alpin Navi. Okay, you need the presence of a Navi. It's interesting that that's a general assumption, because there's a totally unrelated subject, but this illustrates the point. There's a Tosis in Psochen. Pork Avi Psochen. Okay, in Magir this year. And after by a Navi, you know, by a Navi, yeah. Right. But only in this area, because the way the Chassam Sofer explained, it was built into the original, you can't change other things, but this was built into the system.
Hashem is the Rosh, you know, there's going to be detailed changes.
That's right, basically, as he told him again. It was programmed, you know, you program the computer, you program it now, it'll send you a message later, right? Anyway, so the Tosis in Arabic, talking about Kuf, Yud, Dalar, and Beis. The topic there is, okay, this year, that we have, our practice is we have two snake kapshilin, two cooked items on a Seder plate. That means you have to use the chicken, a piece of wing, or something like that, an egg. So what about, why do we have two? Because there's echad dechel pesach, echad dechel chagiga. Whatever the two things, that means you have to use meat and egg. Whatever, the Gemara has different examples, but whatever we use, snake kapshilin on a Seder plate, right? So, echad dechel pesach, echad dechel chagiga. So there's the Tosis, Shechal Yud Galam Yos B'Shabbos, what about when the 14th Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? Okay, the Chagigah is not put. So therefore, Lechora, that night you would not need on it's Saturday night. Well, this year we have Saturday night, the second night of Pesach, but so I have only one, because it was no Chagigah, right? They only the Zechal Chagigah. He says, you only have one, he says, the only one, Bishlechah, the Chagigah is Yudala, and the Dochah is Shabbos. But the reason is no, never mind, we didn't do the same thing anyway. The Dome Lechoma, we accept this as obligatory, and then he says, the Gam Yeshwacho Shemaloyas from the Sharp Song. So we got mixed up. So let's you talk only have one. Maybe it's a mistake. I don't make one. Won't realize. The Ainsum Shash from our Osin Apagad the Lothar. And then they lose, they don't have a proper hand, and it doesn't hurt anybody to have the extra thing. That's what you do. And he says, the Lekka Lamechak, 1 second, Lekka Lamechak Shema Yibonai Beis HaMikdash, Yomer Eshtak Yeratzino Zecha Chagiga B'Shabbos. What about the following? What if in the meanwhile the Beis HaMikdash is built? And now people are going to say, well, last year we had a Zecha Chagiga, maybe you could bring the Chagiga. He says, don't worry about it. He says, Kashi Yibonai Moshe Ba'aron Yeh Emara. Don't worry, Moshe and Aaron will be there. Yeah. They'll make sure they're making mistakes. I know, it was the same shower with Yomanesh, yeah. Anyway, but be that as it may, I just want to show that those are two poses. You know, that in the days of the, but this fits in very well. You have to have it over there, not stop. Moshe, I'll be hanging around. They'll be there because you can't talk about building a Beis HaMikdash without an Ovid Yid. They'll be there to be. Okay, that's our question. Just what? That's the Sam Sober. It's just another, I don't think it's a proof exactly, but you know, the assumption is there's another standing around.
Okay, right.
We're going to get it ready. We should start the process. No, I think they want to be ready just in case. I just want to show you one or two other things.
You can't do what you say.
Only certain things. Another time we'll give a shiva. We get closer to the pace that we might look over. Yeah, Horace says that. He's the mission. A beautiful form of Shnei Tashim. Yeah, that's mission. No, that's the question of mine. No, what the hell is that? Now, there's a chiva on the Maas Chayis. In the Iron Vog, part basis of the Iron Vog is called Kuntel Achamor. I think this isn't the Tol Kisrei Maas Chayis Chayis Beis Page Toftof Lem Ches. He mentions an interesting thing. He says, "He made Bone by Hashem Elstipa on his Bechsha Shoma at Shishim Ava. They built it even bigger eventually. The Tzrichu LeEdus Hamavim. He also says he needs the Vim. So and he says that they were allowed to build, they were allowed to extend it, so to speak, because they had the Vim. And he's also one who mentioned." Now, what about the issue of having known where the Makom is Be'achid? So he says, you don't need the Navi for that. I'm just telling you, he says, Masha Enkin Ayom, he wrote to Mahakul Bibayis, Rak Limos Mizbeach Levad, or Bleel Savon Gershla Bayashen. You can't build a bigger Mizbeach, because someone's only allowed to do that with Dafi Navi. But the original, make the old small one, make the 5x5 one, he said, the Vadayi Cholim Lechavein a Makom Be'ach, are they seal the Hecker? So, you can use archaeological evidence. I'm not telling anybody that's what he says. Okay? Achar in the Sorim Aravin, you can write, look at many different books that have Amidav and Mitzvah Mitzvah, Jechol and Benekel. You easily love all of Achar because of Damet. Boom. That's what he says. He seems to say you don't necessarily require a Navi. There is a Sefer.
What is that? To do what?
To build at least the smallest path and bring it in the right spot. You can figure out where to, no, that's what he said, you can figure out by looking in books, pictures, and archaeological evidence exactly in the right spot. I just want to end. That's what he seems to think. Okay, I just want to end. I don't know, let's see. Okay, I just want to end by mentioning, the Sefer called Hatkufa Hagadolo. Kol HaTor, this is by, Menachem Kosher put it out, okay, the Sefer Kol HaTor was actually from the, one of the Talmidim of the Gra, the Gra Mishkov, okay, not Mishkov, but of Shkov, but anyway, so, there's a Baruch Mishkov, there's a Hilo Mishkov, who was a Talmidim, but anyway, in the Tkufa Gedola, which is a Mendel Kasher's introduction, it's not a very fascinating work, so, on page, he mentioned this whole kasha that was brought up. This is in, let's finish up quickly. Sorry. This is Parag Zion, the title is Oschatelul. Parag Zion, Oschas, he said Oschayan, and he raised this question, can we eat the Korban Pesach now? Maybe we should bring Korban Pesach at least. Because Korban Pesach, you know, right, and you don't need, you know, it's not Rath Nikos. Another reason. Anyway, he mentioned some of these problems that came up, okay? And one of the things he says is, She'ein ono yodin makom is bech bo from the duduk. We don't know where the mizbech is supposed to be. We don't have, we know who's really calling the yuchas. He looks fully, who's really calling? The guy says they're calling. Who says they're calling? Okay? Yeah. And one of my big day kunais, and we don't have the trailers. I don't know, maybe we're taking a get up off too. But, I don't know. But he says, therefore, lo simnu od ad shetishmu, home in Ashamaya. We have to wait and hear some kind of heavenly word. And he said, but that's what he said. He said, I don't know, same, at least the same as Lavi. But Rav Kook, and this will finish, last point, Lavi. The Mishpat Kohen, to his Mishpat Kohen from the Tzadi Beis, one of Rav Kook's tourists, he says, we have to ask a Novi and some. He said, it doesn't have to be a Novi, it can be someone Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know who he means, because he's an Alui Nevi'im, but right. He says, Fire Ruach, you know, even if you're on a Novi, the Ruach, even though Nevuah is gone, the Ruach HaKodesh is possible. even today, whatever he means by that, I don't know. Who's referring to, I don't know. But at least it would be possible, according to this, to build something today. And we'll let each person do what he has to do. Okay, amen. I'll go and Shabbos. So that's what Shalom HaMaisa. Interesting. What should we call this?
There's
more. I want to give a shit about maybe about 8 or 9 or 10.